Welcome to the Manky Pee Pee Podcast, episode 17. So what's really interesting about this episode is that we are live on Loyal Fans. Each of us are live on Loyal Fans. And so if you want to listen to this podcast and watch one of us while we're talking, you can. Just find us on Twitter, which is, if you click on one of our profiles on Loyal Fans, our Twitter link should be there and you can check out the space there. And for the Twitter people listening, go on the link in bio on Twitter and you can find the Loyal Fans live link there if you want to watch us speak. Awesome. Well, hi, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so I've got, people listen to this, so I've got Queen Barbie on the stage. I've got Divine. I've got Kiki. I've got Snow White. I've got Goddess Jen. And as a listener, I have Joe and this guy named Cameron underscore Van Kamen, which I will bet money that he will leave in probably a few minutes. So, oh my God, how has the last 2 weeks been for everybody? Or the last week? I feel like it's been kind of a wild week. Am I the only one who feels that
way? It's been really up and down, to be honest. Like, it's one day it's like, holy shit, I can't even handle all this. And the next day you're like, where is life going? What is happening?
Yeah, and another thing too is some girls say, and I'm like one of them, that they always come back. Like these dudes always come back. Predicted that dude left. That these dudes always come back. Like you'll have a buyer or a sub or, someone that you've interacted with months ago, mm-hmm. and then they return like months later.
I have that all the time.
You get that all the time.
That's exactly how he is. Like he'll be in and he'll like, I'll drain him for like 2 weeks and then he'll disappear for like 2-3 weeks and then he pops right back up and then it's just like a never ending cycle. And sometimes I'm like, fuck this. I just want to be like, I don't even want to do this because it's like too stressful. To like the anticipation of waiting and then knowing that, okay, now it's going to be like 3 fucking weeks and then it's going to be boom, boom, boom. It's kind of like, ooh, it just takes the fun out of it for me anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. That's an interesting perspective. I think for me, it's a little bit encouraging. Like, okay, just keep the wheel turning kind of thing. Like, eventually, and I'm sure this happens to doms that have been in the scene for so long that they don't even have to try to contact anyone new. There is a wheel of past subs, past buyers that just
start
show
sending,
up.
Joe.
Oh yeah, Joe's a listener. I think Joe.
No,
hold on. No,
said,
we'll let him
drained.
Listen. Oh, he's replying on the, yeah. I mean, I would love to drain Joe here on the pee-pee chat in front of everybody, but
wonderful.
Joe, that would be so fun. But see, here's a prime example of, someone saying what they want, right? Like Joe is telling us what he wants. He's not thinking about our needs at all. He's just thinking about his needs and then his needs are not going to be met because he decided not to send anything to any of us to play.
Right. They all want for free.
Yeah. Right. Just a free attention, which we're giving him right now. So we're not going to give that to him anymore. But that's kind of what we deal with. I think that's kind of a good perception there of what we deal with.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
They'll sit there and say, oh, this. And then you're like, okay. But then really what their kink is doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about a little bit about like threads and the pros and cons of threads. Yes,
please, please do. I would love that.
Well, I don't know if I want to start or if anybody else wants to start. I personally don't participate in threads. I used to, like, way back in the beginning. And for those people that are listening to this in their car and who aren't on Twitter, it's like, you know, an account, you know, says everybody drop their whatever pics down below in the comments. And then you'll have a bunch of models posting pics of like whatever the topic is, whether it's like their feet or their ass, whatever. I don't, you know. And so followers of that account can just click on the comments and see all these pictures that all these models shared. And that can be really good for promotion. I think that's why you guys do it, or some of people do it, right? I think, you know, because it's just a way to promote yourself or a way for people to find you. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was really great in the beginning that, I mean, when you have no idea, I don't want to speak for everybody, but when I had no idea what I was doing, the threads and the promo pages were very helpful to me just because I had no followers, I had nothing. So I thought it was good then, but some of the thread makers don't always retweet everything. They don't always, you know, follow their own, you know, whatever they're going to do. So it doesn't do any good if nobody's retweeting you or nobody's liking your thread posts.
No, I agree. Because what's beneficial for you there?
Yeah, I just realized that I did not press the record button on the Loyal Fans Live. So just make sure that you do that, because I did not press the record button until now. So anyway.
That's okay. Mari, this is the first time I've even done, I just turned the live on. I've never done this before. I'm just kind of lazy. So I've never had the live on, so I didn't even know what I was looking at. So I finally just figured out how to even turn it on.
No, it's a good experiment. It's a good experiment.
I kind of like watching myself a little bit.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, no. my feed anyway. That's all that's in there. Nobody gets to see anything else. They're lucky to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna be real with you guys. I am so fucking tired. I stayed up so late draining somebody, and I'm so tired.
I mean, there you go, though. The drain was worth it, I'm sure.
So, yeah. Okay, back to the threads. So I apologize. This is just the name of the game. Like, you know, this is just the way it is. You guys are lucky that I show up here on Saturday at 12 p.m. every fucking weekend.
Saturday, too, but yeah, so, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So threads. So what I don't like about threads is that you share these photos on here, like, because there's many threads going on at the same time. You share the photos of threads, and I guess some of these accounts will say that they'll retweet all your pictures, or I don't know, you might not get anything back from that. And it's just guys like gooning and jerking off to pictures of you that you're posting on threads. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of gives power to the account that's doing the promotion. Does that make sense? Like, I just feel like if we're posting pictures on dudes' accounts that have a bunch of followers, mm-hmm, and are promoting us, then we're kind of giving them some power there. There's a power dynamic there.
100%.
And I don't like that. I don't like that some random dude on the internet has power, you know, over my photos or whether or not they can expose my photos, or that I have some sort of dependency or some sort of expectation or want or need for that account to promote me. And that is why I don't participate in threads.
As soon as they tell me, write this on the bottom of your feet, I'm like, you can go fuck yourself. I ain't writing shit on the bottom of my feet. Not happening. Unless you're about to give me a fucking $1 million. Don't care.
So threads.
I think that's why I get blocked. By
specifically, people. I think it's more about like foot promotion pages rather than like threads. I think in general, and I'm like trying to say this. I'm trying to say this without like, okay. I think the idea of foot pages is a good idea. I think it's nice to have people, it's nice to have people want to, you know, help us promote our work, help us gain more following. But I think that sometimes foot pages have this thing where they just, they think that you can't succeed without them. And they think that they have so much power over you. But what they don't understand is that without our content, you don't have a Twitter page. Like, we give you the ability to have your posts or make your threads. Because if we weren't participating in it, your page would be nothing, honestly. So I usually don't participate in threads. I just feel like they kind of use it. I feel like we kind of post on there and not always we get what we deserve. Like if we put so much work in what we do and we're posting it on your thread, the least you can do is retweet it or like, I don't know, comment and retweet on it. Like, I think that's the least you can do to show your,
show your appreciation.
Yeah.
Well, the argument with that I've seen is they're, you know, that they have lives too, that they're really busy too, that they have stuff going on in their lives too, that they're not going to be able to like and retweet every comment or whatever the case may be.
Okay, well, we're not telling you not to have a life, and we're not telling you to be 24/7 on your Twitter. We're just telling you, hey, first of all, I think this goes more towards people that this is more towards pages that they make a thread. And then you comment on their thread, you don't get retweeted, but you see that other models are. So there is some kind of interaction with your picture. So maybe he can comment or whatever, but it's not retweeted. So why the half-assing? Like, why does that model get to be retweeted, but I don't have, like, if that's what you're going to do, that's fine. Just at least be upfront about it and say, like, hey, I like XYZ. This is the kind of content I like. If you don't provide this content, you're probably not going to get interacted with me. Like, if you can't be honest enough to say that and I just have to, like, figure it out later, then that's something that annoys me.
Understandable.
Yeah, I get it. Again, I think that is but where my stance is that I think that's still like giving power. You're just giving power to you're allowing someone to have power over you. And as a dom, as a female dominant, I don't like that. Like, I don't like, right? And especially when you first start off in the scene on Twitter, all these dudes come in your DMs and are like, hey, if you send me 3 photos, I'll promote you. If you do this for me, I'll promote you. If you do this for me, blah, 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 blah. Like, can you send me this? Can I have that? And I'll promote you and I'll shout you out and I'll put you in my bio and I'll do this. And it's like, I understand the weighing, right? You weigh, okay, if they promote me, I might gain a lot of followers, and by gaining a lot of followers, I might gain a lot of buyers, I might gain a lot of subs, and then people will pay me, right? So you're weighing that one in one hand. But in the other hand, what you're weighing is you're giving them what they want, right? They're the ones calling the shot. And I think for me personally, that goes against what I'm about. And I realized this early on too, because I was participating in threads also. At the beginning, I was also participating in threads. I did get a bunch of DMs of guys at the beginning wanting stuff, which I declined. But I just started slowly realizing that, like, you know, I don't want to be at the mercy of these people, especially when these accounts, some of these accounts are either posting their dicks on their TL or saying they're horny on their TL or just... you know, it's a man with a dick who gets horny running, you know, an account with thousands of followers that we are like, please promote me, please post me, like, and I just don't fly with it. You know, it's not, I appreciate promo accounts that promote, you know, when they like something, like, that's great, but what I'm trying to say is that I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm under them or at their mercy or where they're going to make me upset. Like, it's just not going to happen.
That's why I started posting threads, because I didn't want to constantly be posting under a male's thread.
I like doing my own.
Yes. And I think there was a moment, there was a trend starting off where a lot of women were fed up with dudes running the threads, and then women just started posting their own threads.
I think those are so much better.
Yeah, like, yeah, me too. I always look for the girl ones.
Like, I love that thread.
Yeah.
And you wanna know what? You know who gave me that idea? Is my foot bitch, who's, you know, in for two, out for three, in for three, out for two. That was his idea.
And I also think that not all foot pages are like that. Like, I think this is my problem with this. Is like, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because
say something, not, you're gonna be kicked. Sorry. What? Sorry, that was me.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought. But in general, I just think that some pages are really good. Like, some pages are beneficial. Like, what's his name? Jay, I think he's called.
Yeah. No, I've had some wholesome foot guy, Jay. Yeah, I think it's Jay, the wholesome foot guy, or something like that. I've had some positive experience with promo pages too. I just think, like, I'm not saying that all promo pages are bad. Of course not. I just think that instead of taking the time to weed out the promo pages and try to figure out, like, which one's good, which one's bad, just, I think it's just, for me personally, to just better to post and I'll have one of my retweet subs or tag in the comments the ads of these pages, and it's up to them whether they want to retweet me. If they don't retweet me, I'm all right, I'm good. And I think that's the position that we all need to put ourselves in, is like, retweet me or not, I'm still good, I'm still fine, you're not, like, you know, it's all good, we're still good.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them now are getting really salty. Like, some of them are getting like, I know that my little beta bitch, which is who's listening right now, he used to post on the threads for me, and he did an awesome job at it. And occasionally, like, if I'm not feeling well, he'll do that for me. But I mean, really, when he was doing that, I wasn't getting more followers. I wasn't getting anything more. I get more if I do it, but I like to pick and choose the ones I'm going to post on, yes. And not just anybody's. And there's some really great ones that are run by women, like Mama Cat has one, Quinny has one. There's a, you know, and of course, Queen, you know, Barbie, you have yours, and I think Worship does one too, and Snow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those are great. But some of them are getting nasty. Like, they're like, don't post unless you are the person in the picture. Like, they don't want our retweet slaves to do it. They don't want anybody to do it for us. And it's like, what do you care? I mean,
what's the difference?
Six exactly.
Half a dozen of the other.
Exactly. Because that kind of puts me off.
Control, 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 control.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They don't want to admit that they're cuck bitches. They still want to have that alpha. That's what my dude's problem is. is he wants to be that alpha. He doesn't like that he's that cuck, whatever, bitch. He's like, oh, I'm an alpha. I'm a this, I'm a that. And it's like, bro, no, it's not when you're paying me all this money. That's just not what it is. And then the guilt comes in. And that's what they want that control because they want to assert that, hey, I'm that alpha. But in reality, it's like, you're only that way because you're trying to force people. Oh, I'll promo you. I'll do this. You're going to grow this, that, and the other. And you have young, naive girls, new models, whatever. And it's just like, it's a game.
Let me tell you guys something to those listening. The sooner that you accept that you are not an alpha and that you are a beta, the easier life will be for you.
Amen.
Finding who you are is just stressful and toxic to your own body, to your own health. Yep. You are just, you know, you thinking that you're an alpha when you're not is just you angrily walking around the world. Nobody wants to be around you.
I can't imagine the stress. Just let go. Let go.
Yeah. Just let go. Yeah.
Also, no one cares.
I actually have one right now on my loyal fan who's like, I have a 5. I don't even know what he's talking about, but he's like, I'm an alpha. I'm like, that's nice. He's like, I have a massive cock. Of course I'm an alpha.
Oh,
like,
I know who that is.
Shit.
I know who that is. Is something shut something? Like a really long name?
I suck.
Yeah, just kick him out. He was also on my live and he was like, pipe down, no one cares.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just kick him out.
Loser.
Oh, but no, let's... Sorry, go ahead, Kiki.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Oh, it's
divine.
I was having somebody who wants to session, and it's being a time waster or not. 3 times we've tried, and I finally told him, look, I'm not going to tell you what I want you to do to me. I'm a dom. I will tell you what you're going to have done to you. And that was the same thing. I was like, there are plenty of girls out there. You go find them who are going to tell you that they want you to fuck them. Oh, no, honey, I'm going to fuck you. You know, it's that control thing. And I think that he just needs to accept the reality is that he doesn't know what he wants. And so just let us take over or leave us alone, right?
Yep, yep. And I think Kiki wanted to say something, right?
Oh, no. I was probably laughing. Don't mind me.
No, I do want to talk about mental health for a second because that is an important topic. Let's touch on mental health here. I think it's very important that we all take care of our mental health. If anybody needs a break from this, both subs and doms, if you need to take a break, first of all, communicate to your dom that you need to take a break, right? Don't just disappear. Just be like, hey, I need a mental break. You know, it's helpful if you can put a date, you know, or a date when you'll come back or a rough, you know, I'll be back sometime in December, whatever. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be an exact date to not have that pressure on you. But it's just very reassuring and it just shows that you're real and it just shows that you're serious and it just shows that you're not like a one-off. And, you know, with doms, our mental state needs to be taken care of not only with the sessions that we do and with the subs and the subs that we work with, but we are also, we have to show up every day and we're putting ourselves out there on so many socials. And social media, it's just a fact like that if you spend too much time on social media, that is going to affect your health, your mental health, right? Like people get caught up on the follower counts or, you know, play the comparison game of like, well, why does this girl have X amount of money and I don't? Or like, it's just very easy to fall into the trap of social media and its mental health downsides, you know, the likes, all that stuff. And women are putting themselves more exposed to that because in order for us to be seen, we have to show up every day. You guys don't. You guys can delete an account, create a new one, whatever. we have to be here every day, and that can take a toll on us as well. So I just, you know, be mindful of your mental health, and be mindful subs that are listening to this, you know, that is something that we take a toll on ourselves too.
I mean, it's a full-time job. People think that doing this and it's, oh, it's easy. You're just posting pictures and do it. No, there's so much more involved than just taking pictures and posting photos. There's way more involved than that. And people don't understand how much time and effort you really have to put in. And then you put all this time into, you know, a person, and then they end up being a time waster, and you're like, what the frig? It's like, it's discouraging, and no one really bats an eye. They're like, oh, fuck you. Haha, gotcha. That's how I feel anyway.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I want to welcome Mistress Ellie, who's a listener. Feel free to speak if you'd like to, and thank you all to the listeners on the Twitter space right now. So yeah, I want to circle back to, you know, the thread situation. Speaking about mental health, right? I think, you know, for the promo pages that might be listening to this, or subs that might be listening to this, or retweet pages, whatever, keep in mind that, you know, be a little bit more understanding or forgiving about the girl that's in your DMs, and being like, you know, or saying, or coming with a concern and being like, hey, I don't feel like I'm, you know, being shouted out enough here, or something, or like, I don't feel like I'm being retweeted, or I don't feel like I'm being seen. Because keep in mind that social media gives that pressure to us, right? Regardless of whether you're in this lifestyle or not, people on Instagram stress about this that aren't in this lifestyle. Imagine this lifestyle now, which is like, just now the game has been upped, like the stakes are higher, right? So yeah, just wanted to put that out there.
Also, if you get someone in your DM and you don't necessarily like or agree with what they say, there is no need to fucking out them in public. There's just no need. You can post the conversation, which is fine. It's your conversation. But like, why do you need to include that person's name? Because this person, this model, she's trying to just make a living, and she's trying to just do her work. And she came to you, and literally all you did was you abused your so-called power, and, you know, just so that you can get your little ego a little bit stroked. And it's just like, is it really worth it if that person's account gets later blocked by many other accounts? Like, is it really worth it?
Well, that's what I mean about giving power to somebody. Yeah. And unfortunately, some of these guys that I've interacted with can't handle emotions, like can't handle real emotions. Like it's okay to be angry. Anger is an emotion that is okay to have, you know.
We're all human,
and it's okay to allow someone to be angry.
Absolutely.
And I think that a lot of, like, I don't know why, but I see a lot of like subs or people in general, actually, not even just subs. Like, I've been seeing people that when somebody else gets angry at them, that person can't handle it. They're like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you mad. And it's like they have a meltdown because they made this person mad. And like, listen, if you make me mad, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'll be mad for like a day, and then the next day, like, maybe I'll be over it and on to the next thing. Like, just ride the wave with me, sail the storm with me. Like, if you're true and real, then let's sail the storm together, right? But if the second you see clouds forming and the sky getting dark, you decide to jump ship, I'm gonna be like, well, then you're not a real one, you know. That's all.
No, I totally agree.
I think the only thing that I just realized is that And the only thing I can really pass on to other models that come on Twitter and start here, A, there is not, like, do not give free content to get some bullshit promotion. That is not a thing. It will never work.
Especially when they have 700 followers.
Even if they have 10K followers.
No.
Content is sacred. Don't give it out because you think you might get some kind of promotion. Nothing guarantees it, and you might get scammed, and then you're going to, and then that just sucks. And it's not a way to start off on Twitter. And I think the second thing I would recommend for someone who's starting on Twitter is do Dom only threads. Do not do any thread of a foot page. I literally cannot vouch for any foot page out there. And I also made a post where I'm like, can anyone recommend a good foot page? No one answered because no one has a good recommendation. And it says a lot about the foot community sub pages. So just post only on model threads. There are some amazing model threads out there that we were mentioning before. And don't let some like pussy have some like some power over you, because that's bullshit. That's not what we're here for.
Right, right. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think we're all voicing our frustrations here. And I appreciate all the people listening as well. I want to turn over the conversation to like advice too. Like I've heard from some doms that have been in the game for a while, kind of get frustrated by newer doms going into their DMs and asking them for advice. Like their frustration, they voice their frustrations as like, listen, I've been doing the hard work. And I feel like you guys have had some of this too. Like we've been putting in so much work into learning our craft, perfecting our craft, that I'm not just going to stop everything and help every single, new dom that comes in my DMs and asks for advice, like do your research or, just do your research, talk to, hire a professional dom or whatever the case may be. But I keep seeing the frustrations of pro doms getting their DMs flooded with questions from newer doms. I do have two thoughts about this. First, so one of my thoughts is like, listen, if you're a pro dom and you're getting a lot of DMs from newer doms asking, for advice or asking you questions, create a guide, make a YouTube video. That can help you get exposure too. Make a podcast or come on my podcast. Right. So I think that will help get, you exposure too. Like there are pro doms out there that I've spoken to that have a vetting, their own kind of vetting process for doms where, that doms can sign up to and learn from all these things these doms make. And it helps these pro doms gain more exposure. Because now they not only have subs interested in them, they have doms interested in them too. So I just wanted to put my two cents. But I do understand the frustration of newer doms coming in to other doms' DMs and being like, hey, can I get all the answers to this? Or like, and just continuously asking questions. I think newer doms can sometimes get frustrated because their messages might get ignored. But it's just, no, it's because like the DOMs are either getting hundreds of messages or like, I just don't think that new DOMs should get angry at pro DOMs for not answering their DMs with a question that they asked.
I agree.
I mean, I didn't go into anybody's DM and ask them. We had the group and then I would research on YouTube, actually. There's a lot of videos that you can find on YouTube.
That's what I did before I started. I just poured over anything I could find. And a lot of the pros were doing exactly that. They were posting links so that they could get the referral bonuses from these new DOMs. So they weren't just helping them, you know, out of their own time. They were getting, you know, they were getting a little kickback from it. And they just had a lot of useful information, like Mari said, on YouTube and different places. So that's a great thing for people to do that are getting millions of DMs from brand new DOMs trying to figure out what to do.
I know. I wish there was like a legitimate guide.
Oh, looking at the replies, I think it was Liam that mentioned, my goodness, my Twitter is glitching. Okay, that's like, he says that if they're asking that many questions as a DOM, they might just be a sub wanting free interactions. How creative is that?
Yeah.
You know what? Then they're worth the interaction if they're going through that big of a hassle.
Yeah, I don't think that's the majority of the situations, but but that happens.
I think it just really depends on the questions they ask. Some questions are very basic, and you know that they're like, they're just kind of like looking for the easy way out, I guess. But some questions I feel are really good questions to ask. Like, I don't know, if you know a model that does, for example, hypnosis, or you see a model that, for example, is on a platform that you want to try, then there's nothing wrong with asking her, hey, can you tell me about this platform a little bit? Or can you tell me about this? Like, how do you feel about this specific, you know, fetish? But asking like very basic questions, I feel it's so unnecessary. And I think you can really do a lot of research. And I think most of us girls have kind of like felt we've kind of had a roller coaster, you know, doing this. We had to find out things on our own. And I don't think I've ever messaged a DOM and been like, can you guide me, please? Because I can't expect that from anyone.
No, I don't ask you guys.
It's both. Like, you as a new DOM have the responsibility to do your research, to talk, mm-hmm. to, you know, like just go through the right channels and figure out the right ways. But then also as a pro DOM, if you're getting that many DMs, make something. Like, just be like, you know what, here, let me direct you to this guide. Sell it on Amazon. You know how many books I bought on Amazon about DOM or pro? There's articles on financial domination, pro domination. I mean, I'm giving, and I'd rather be giving my money to a DOM, you know, that knows, versus like a sub that goes in my DMs and it's like, give me 3 photos and whatever, and I'll promote you and you'll get thousands of followers. Like, I'd rather be paying, you know, a book that or an article that DOM wrote about how to do something, how to whatever, hypnotize or however, whatever the case may be. And I feel like it's a really great parallel of the DOMs that also kind of, you know, don't have a vetting process for subs. It's like, and they get upset. They're like, well, why do subs approach and don't, you know, approach the right way? And it's like, well, then show them how to like have a process, like have a step-by-step thing where it's like, here you go, follow these steps. That's all you have to mm-hmm. do. Like, you know, and if they really want to follow those steps, they'll follow it. If not, they won't. It's just, you know, kind of like a business metric here.
I agree.
Awesome. Well, I don't have too many stories to share other than, actually, I'm super curious. How's the live going? We're all live on Loyal Fans right now. And this is the first time we've all been live while doing the Manky Peepee podcast. And we're recording ourselves while going live on Loyal Fans. And we're going to save this episode as a video if anybody wants to watch/listen to it via video. How's it going, guys? I know Goddess Jen got a scent. If you guys had your ears open, I think she has some.
I heard that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to record my live. I'm so sorry.
So did I.
It's all right. It's the first time I forgot to do it at the beginning too, so it's all
also,
good.
Also, I'm like simultaneously kind of draining someone, so I don't think people will want
to see that. Tell us who you're draining. Tell us about the drain.
Okay, so actually this I don't know if he's still on my live right now. I think he's trying to like stop sending. Yeah, he left. Too bad. This person, I actually have been interacting with him ever since I've gotten on Loyal Fans. He's like one of my first people. And basically what I do is he really likes to just stroke and send to my feet. And he really likes it when I just tell him to stroke and send. And I do like a motion with my hand of stroking. It just makes him feel super weak. And I had like a mini session with him before we went live. And then I told him, well, you know, I'm going to leave you in denial, but you can come on my live and you can goon and send for me, which he's kind of been doing the entire time I've been live. So I have made a total of 85 for now. That's it for me.
Damn.
That's great.
Wait, just now? 90. Like on Loyal Fans?
Yeah, just now I made 90.
Hold on.
Damn.
No, that's
100.
No, wait, but hold on. So you are making jerk off motions while you're on my podcast and on Loyal Fans Live, and you made $90 by
105.
Even though this dude obviously didn't care that you were like talking on the podcast or that he was listening to me talk.
I just want to say that this is the moment where having ADHD is a blessing. Yeah, I multitask. I am doing a hand motion at the moment, and I'm scrunching my feet, and I'm talking on your podcast.
And making money while doing it all. I love it.
Yeah, no. I wish I would have recorded it, though. Fuck's sake with me.
Well, then you could have just started recording it when you realized you weren't recording. You could have just started recording that part.
You're right. But like one hand has my phone, one hand's making a motion. So I can start recording maybe with my toe. Wait a minute.
No, it's all good. It's the first time we tried out. But that's fantastic. So, I mean, what's fantastic
Seriously,
about
that's
is,
great.
I'm truly fascinated. And that's why I know that, you know, not to toot my own horn here, but the reason why I consider myself to be a good Dom is because I'm genuinely fascinated by the psychology of things. So this dude that you're draining must be so horny that he does not care that he's listening to me speaking while you're, you know, doing the jerk off motion on live, and he's jerking off to your perfect body while listening to me talk right now. Is that right? Am I getting this right?
Yeah, but like that specific person left and now I'm with.
Well, he probably came. They don't tend to last.
No, he didn't come because I left him in denial. But now I have like, wait. So I have a total of 12 people on my live right now. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've picked everybody that's gotten on mine because they're just lurking. Yeah. So bye.
Oh, wait. Oh, well, you have your feet on there. See, I don't. See, I'm just showing my face because this is a podcast episode. But now I see that they'll jerk off even while listening to a podcast.
I love that you say just your face, Mari. Like,
that is the best.
They love that. They want that. Like, I think, I mean, yeah, they want to see feet. They want to see all the other stuff. But the face, I mean, a lot of guys won't buy content unless I show my face because they want to see my eyes and stuff. I'm like, I'm sorry, no. You know, that's just me. That's just me, though. But they want to see your face. It's not just your face.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I mean, I did have a people come in and like come and go. But I mean, again, this is the first time that we're going live on a podcast episode. I just find it really fascinating that they're still sending while listening to the podcast. I just think that's so funny. it going with Snow? You know, Snow is a...
There were people that were talking to me and I was trying to get them to send. One person was like, I want to buy your underwear. Can you scam me to buy your underwear? And he didn't respond, so I kicked him. Somebody else was asking... Oh, telling me they were edging to my legs, so I kicked him because he wouldn't send. And now there's just two people who are watching right now who I'm going to eventually kick.
Oh man, multitasking there. And you have, and so you have your feet up? You have your feet like on the camera?
No, I just have my, like, you can see from a little bit above my ankles to like a little bit above my chest. So like it's not really much. But somebody was edging to him.
Yeah, that's wild. I did get a couple of messages from them, from someone on Loyal Fans, and they were like commenting on the podcast. They were like, that's such deep philosophy. Are you a psychologist?
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Oh gosh, no pressure. That, please don't give me that responsibility. Oh.
I've been a mental health nurse for like 13 years, so I've got one guy who he pays.
Wait, I have someone just tell me something on my live. Please tell them about the trigger phase. Make pumpies for mommy.
Trigger phase? What?
Well, I just told them, so send.
Oh, send. I love it. I love making money, but I also love helping my dom friends make money. And that's how we all succeed together.
For real. I actually have to say that I really enjoyed doing a simultaneous like
girl, you about to offend the wrong person.
No, I forgot that it's called space. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the podcast name. I was like, excuse me. Really quick, I do want to, I wish Soul could speak. I know she's a listener. She's probably gonna she's probably like busy and can't speak at the moment, but
She said she has morning voice, so she's not ready.
I think morning voice is the best.
Right? It's cute. I want to hear it.
I literally go on here no matter what I sound like because I have a podcast to do, but there are plenty of times where I hate my voice.
I sound like a man.
No, you don't.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But I appreciate the, all these listeners on here, Mistress Ellie. I wish Mistress Ellie could talk. She's cool. She's a cool person. And my Twitter's glitching, but I kind of, I don't know. Like I admire just the certain different styles of doms. Like I think I just admire like different, I don't know, like different dom styles I just think it's worth checking out the different doms on here if you're watching and checking out the different styles that they have, because we can all learn something from one another, and it's also a way to learn about yourself and what you might be okay with and not okay with doing, like you might not be comfortable with doing or having your own brand. And that's another reason why I really, can't stand when doms play like the comparison game or whatever, because there is no other you, okay? There is no, you are you. There is no other you in the world like you. And I hope that encourages somebody, because I know that this lifestyle can really get to people. Yeah, and with that, I am going to wrap up this podcast because we've been speaking for an hour. I'm tired. I went to sleep at 4 a.m. last night. And next week I am going to have a special guest. I don't want to say who it is yet because I want to make sure that I want to reconfirm that she's going to show up, but it's a dom that's been in the scene for a long time. She's a financial dominatrix. I'm going to be interviewing her next Saturday, and next Saturday will be the last episode of the podcast of the year 2022 because after that it's Christmas mm-hmm. Eve and then New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for tuning in. Make that bank. Yeah, make that bank and don't take shit from anyone.
Amen. Fuck yeah.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.